CliffCentral.com.
Well, it is a Monday, and listen, it's the first day of a week, or rather weekend, that was eventful for everyone here, to say the least.
All right, so I'm not going to waste any more time.
Yeah,
I'm going
to get
straight into it. Okay, so I think it was on Friday early afternoon that I got a message, a WhatsApp message from you, Sia, where you took a screenshot of an email confirming that our request to interview the only man that I have ever loved, the only man that I will ever love, the only man whose children I will have.
Oh, man.
Rapper, producer, actor, social activist, Common. Our request to interview him was granted, and like, I think I screamed out loud at the moment when I saw that screenshot. So
that was like, of everything that I've done this year alone, I think that has to rank as one of my proudest moments this year. Because at a point, I was in the middle of the field. I was like half drunk out of my mind, half just didn't even know where I was. And I said, listen, I have to answer these emails. They need to get back to me. So when I got confirmation, I was just happy for you. That is it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So it all happened on Saturday at the Protea Hotel in that fire and ice place.
You took him straight to a hotel?
Listen, yeah, I didn't.
She doesn't waste time.
I didn't take him. I met him there.
So what'd you do? You got home dressed up, eye drops in your wallet.
Well,
then you left for the hotel going, all right, all I need. Yeah. Do you have a microphone, my buddy, or a recording device?
Yeah.
No, shut up.
Oh, my gosh. So it happened on Saturday afternoon. Arrived at the hotel in Melrose Arch, and essentially it was a press opportunity where Common would be doing a number of interviews, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just me there. Made it very difficult for me to have things my way. But anyway, got there. So once I had located the ladies from the PR company that had granted us access to Common, I introduced myself and I said, okay, so it's me, Mabale, I'm with Cliff Central. And then this woman says to me, oh, this is a bit tricky because Sia never responded to our email to confirm that you would be coming. And I didn't say it out loud, but in the back of my mind, I was thinking, there's no way Sia didn't respond to your email. That would be sabotage to me of the highest order.
Yeah.
And Sia would not get in the way of this kind of happiness for me. But yes. I didn't say that to her. So she says, we'll need to ask his management team because we have a certain number of interviews confirmed for him to do. So let us talk to his management team and then let's see what they say.
Okay.
Fine. So now I sit down, I'm getting the microphone out, I'm, you know, plugging it into my cell phone, I'm preparing myself. In my mind, I'm going through all the things that I want to ask him. But there's also this knot in my stomach because I'm thinking, oh, but what if this interview doesn't happen? And I see him, he's doing interviews, he's talking to people, he's being shuffled from one camera to the next, da-da-da-da-da, it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, this lady comes back to me and she said, okay, you know what, it's fine, they have agreed, but now you've only have 5 minutes, which when it was initially meant to be 15. So I'm like, it's fine, I'll take it.
We can make 5 minutes work, girl.
Sit down with Common. I was very professional, right? Because one of my guy friends had said to me, all right, now the last thing that you want to do is go in there and be like a fangirl. You are doing a job, okay?
Yes.
So I said, no, I get that 100%. And it was very interesting. We sat down and a lot of our conversation had to do with politics, specifically American politics. When he landed at O.R. Tambo International Airport, he was wearing a hoodie which reads Black America Again.
Yes.
So out the gate, that was one of the first things that I asked him about. And then we also spoke about his Hope and Redemption prison tour. He has been going around parts of America, not only performing for people who have been incarcerated in prison, but he also sits down with them.
Ooh.
He hears their stories. They talk about the issues that they feel are currently wrong with the criminal justice system. What he's also been doing is he's been talking to governors and legislators about certain changes that he feels need to be implemented within the criminal justice system. And in so doing, he's actually managed to change three bills in Southern California. Mm. A big issue that he has had is the fact that, you know, a lot of these guys are incarcerated at a young age, so early 20s. And, you know, they've made a mistake, but then they receive a life sentence. And he feels that that is possibly a wasted life. Because, you know, a lot of people might commit mistakes very early on in their lives. But the question then is it always the ideal situation to have these people rot for the rest of their lives behind bars? Mm. So a couple of the bills, he's managed to get the governors and the powers that be to change them. And then, you know, we also spoke about the fact that, you know, he won an Emmy recently and, you know, within the award season spectrum, there's the big four. There's the Emmy, the Oscar, the Grammys, which he has all of those.
Yes.
Now he's just missing the Tony Award, which is the theatrical or the theater.
Like the Oscars of the theater world.
Of the stage.
Yeah.
So everybody is talking about the fact that they'd really like him to see him win a Tony. So I asked him, well, I mean, does that kind of thing put pressure on you? And da 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 da. And, you know, he's like, yeah, well, I mean, it would be nice. He's always wanted to do theater long before he became a rapper, which he's been doing for the past 25 years. The man is busy. And yeah, so it was a very good chat.
So you were actually able to be calm, collect yourself, not lose it.
How often were your eyes going to his crotch?
My eyes did not go anywhere near that area, Ben, because I was locked.
You really are amazing.
I was locked in the gaze of his eyes. The way that he looked at me and the way that I looked at him back.
Oh, there was a connection?
Well, I mean, in my head, there was a connection. Yeah, a lot of things happened in my head that didn't really happen, but yes. I don't care, okay?
Because my first words to him wouldn't even be words. They'd be 10 digits, honey. I would start with.
No, it was a really good time. And right at the end of the interview, when I got up to leave, so I said, oh, can we please take a picture for our website, da 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 da. And as we were taking the picture, he said to me, how did you know about the Black America First thing? And I said, oh, no, I mean, I saw the picture on social media. And he was like, good questions.
Was there someone literally with like a stopwatch next to you going, okay, there's like 1 minute left?
No, not a stopwatch, Ben, but they do sit quite close next to you. And then when it is time to wrap it up, they will give you a signal. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it wasn't the longest time in the world. And the reason that I have... the reason that I have given you so much detail into all of this happening is because I got home.
What's happening? Uh-huh.
And I played back the interview.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is distorted.
I know.
So I'm not going to be able to actually play the interview for you here on cliffcentral.com. And my heart shattered into a million pieces because...
That would be your new, like,
no, because it just makes you feel like the biggest idiot in the world to have gone through all of that with all that anticipation, having prepared as much as I did, aside from the fact that, you know, this is the only man that I will ever love. Mm. And then to get home and to realize that the equipment failed me, technology failed me. You know, I was there, I was practicing with this damn microphone. I was running all kinds of tests on it to make sure that, you know, everything comes out crystal clear. And then in the moment when it needed to happen, I just got screwed over. Mm.
But it just proves that he is a superpower then, because he basically made your equipment faulty. The equipment couldn't even deal with him. I mean, that just, you are not at fault here.
Oh, I feel like an idiot, but I mean, it was a great experience. He took to the stage at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. The entire time that we were doing the interview, he was worried because it was pouring rain on Saturday. I don't know if you managed to get to that festival.
Let us know.
Yeah. Ooh. Pouring rain. And, you know, he looked at me and he said, does it usually rain this hard at around this time of the year?
Ooh.
And then, he was saying to his people, is this what I'm going to have to perform in? he looked genuinely concerned. But I think that by the time he took to the stage, it had all stopped.
so common.
But did you at least say, like, let's DM later? I won't be wearing much. Here's my address.
So you didn't ask him, you know, for official website purposes as well to take a picture with his shirt off?
You know what, Sia? It was a room full of people. So I could have done a lot more had it just been him and I. CliffCentral.com